Would you ever eat this? Eat any parts of the hog? The inside parts of the hog?
No, they don't never have the, you know, they cut them by pieces, you know, they make like the ribs, it's like that, you can barbecue it, you see, like you come for a roast about that big, or that big, the way you want it, then if you want to stuff in there, you can put some parsley in it, and garlic, you can do that, and you can do that with the beef too, just like the, you do with the hog and with the beef, so that's good, I can't eat the pork, it's uncommon my gallbladder. But it is very good, a big roast there. You take a big pork roast, and I used to eat before, and I cook it all the time when I go to my daughter. When you take your pork roast and you stuff it with, put it in a little sauce, and you put your pepper, your salt, your red pepper, garlic, and you stuff that all in there, and you take your flour, you roll it good in the flour, and then you add about that much cooking oil, like put something like that and put it in there, and then you roast that. Oh, it smells so good. I could eat it myself, but I know I can't. I'm not supposed to eat it. My daughter and them, they eat it. They'll eat that, but tonight you don't see none for the next day.
how would you call your cows in?
How would I call them?
Yeah, how'd y'all call them in?
Well, to tell you the truth, you see, they would come in the morning. They're so used to come every morning. But sometime in the evening, they wouldn't come they had to give that milk to the baby in the evening. So sometimes they wouldn't come, so my daddy would go get them, and he'd say, "Park." That means go home. Park. Park of them. Park of them. That's what I said.
Got a calf?
The little calf, no. We never did. Just little calf, they wanted to be on the mama all the time and take the milk away from the mama, so we have to pull them. One time I pulled my little calf when I was milking them. It wasn't tied right when I pulled it down. Me and the rope went down, and the calf still stayed on. And I went down me and the rope.
Now, to get a horse to turn one way or the other when you're plowing?
Oh, yeah, when you're plowing. Yeah, you have that. No, you just, you say, get up, and then they go, and then you turn. If you turn that way, you take that side. If you want them to stay that side, you take that side.
To soften you,
sir. You'd say, boom.
What would you say when you got on the horse and you really wanted to get it going? Your father would say something?
Yeah, well, get out, get away. Come on, let's go. Come on, he hit me. Just like this, a little badness. Let's go. Come up.
Okay. When he wanted to get the horses to the wagon, he said he put the...
Back. He said, come on, back up. Uh-huh. Back up.
And he put the horse...
They put everything on there, the horn and everything that they got to have to put it on there.
When you rode a horse, you put your feet in the...
How you call them? I don't know. Stir something. You put that in there.
Okay.
And that's the saddle, though. They got the whole thing on the saddle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When y'all had...
My daddy never owned one like that because he never had to go. He had just the one to go with the wagon. It wasn't the same thing. The saddle is not the same thing. When you rode on the horse or you could put on a wagon, it's not the same. It's not the same material. Not the same thing.
Yeah. You can get the gold and medals in 30 minutes now, but back in those days.
Oh my goodness! We never tried to go and gold medal. We never did. We had to go in boats.
Uh-huh.
You had to go in boats, and it take you about 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, it was.
If like more, it depends. If the tide was low, it would take you. And more than that, I stayed up in Golden Valley for eight months with my grandmother. She had a store in Golden Valley. I stayed there 8 months with her help. And on boat, I went with boat, my daddy's boat.
Well, you wouldn't say it was a short distance. You'd say it was a...
It's a long distance, not a short one. No, I guess not.
Far
away from Grand Island, Golden Valley with that.
Yeah. But nowadays, it's just a...
Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, yes, in a half an hour, you leave here, and then in no time, you're in Golden Meadows. About an hour and a half, you're in Golden Meadows.